Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Ekev. We're going to start off with Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Dalet. Pasuk Chof. Bini, my child, Lidvorai Hakshivo. Be attentive to my speech. Listen to my words. La'amorai Hatoznecho. Incline your ear to my words. Al Yalizu Me'einecho. Let them not depart from your eyes. Shamrim b'seich levavecho, guard them within your heart. Ki chayim heim lemoitzi'eyem, for they are life to he who finds them. Ulechol b'soroi marpe, and healing for all his flesh. Zokta heilig Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shloim ha-melech olav ha-shalom hoidiyonu b'kan, Shloim ha-melech olav ha-shalom, let us know over here, she-yakshiv ha-odom le-divri toiro, that a person has to listen to Divrei Torah. V'sheyate oznoi milishmoyo sharat vorm zulosom. And he should incline his ear, tilt away his ear, from listening any other inyonim besides Torah. Zelushayin hat oznecho. That's what it means, incline your ear. V'chein hizkir b'mokim acher. It says in another place in Mishlei, Perek Beis, tate libcho latfuno. Yazir Olov sheyate levavoy v'yifanem achshavtoy mishar asokim letzoyrich hatfuno. Over there, Shlomo HaMelech is telling a person that he should incline his heart and clear his mind from all other asokim, any other inyanim that are masik him, that keep busy him. Letzoyrich hatfuno. Kloimar, what does that mean? Lizboinin batfuno. To think into the asik of Torah, the asik of mitzvahs. The Korah mitzvahs dvorim v'amorim. He calls mitzvahs dvorim and amorim. V'hizir al shikchas ha-mikre v'al shikchas ha-ikre. And he gave a zorah that you should not forget the mikre and the ikre. Now, al yalizu me'enecho zeu shikchas ha-mikre. What does that mean? Yoimer. It says, al yalizu oisam asalkim etradis me'enecho v'akavono shenosim leiv aleim v'nizkirim tomid. Kenyan, it says, Lizikorim bein enecho, kadesh le nishkochim besibas shum mikre sheyagilonu. Any mikre that happens to us, it should not make us forget the Torah. And any asokim, any tirdas that a person may have, it's not allowed to make him forget Torah. Shomrim besoich levovecho, what is that? Zeu shikchasi ha'ikr. That's forgetting the ikr. Ki adover atzofun. That's the hidden inyan in the heart of a person. And he always guards it. He'll never forget it forever. So to a person's obligated. He has to be shomer all the mitzvahs. That the midah of shikcha should not spread out in the ikr of any mitzvah until it brings him to think that it was never given. V'nosan tam loma, and he gives a reason why. Ki chayim heim lemoitzeyem. Ki ha-toyroh ve'ha-mitzvahim chayim la-nefesh u'refu la-guf. Because toyroh the mitzvah is this chayim for the nefesh of a person. It's life for his soul. And it's healing for his entire body. U'refu la-guf. Ki chayim heim lemoitzeyem. Zeu chayi ha-nefesh. What's chayim for moitzeyem? To the ones that find it, that's chayi ha-nefesh. V'chein hizkir l'mayil, it says in Mishlei Gimel, v'yiyu chayim l'nafshecho, v'chein l'gargar isecho. V'yiyu l'gargar isecho, what does that mean? K'shata mekayim advorim, sh'toyitzim mipicho, when you're going to mekayim the words that you send forth, you let out of your mouth, oz yal l'cha chayin, then it will be chayin for you. K'enyin sh'amru, noe doirish v'noe mekayim. Like people say, it's said that he's a no doirish. He darshins nicely, beautifully. And he's mekayim it beautifully as well. The Yomar Oid, it also says, in Perek Dalet of Mishlei, Nitzreho ki hi chayecho, guard it, watch it, because it is your life. Ulefisha teiru shalanu, peirus hachoch me'el yoyna, what is our teiru? Zog tehelig Rabbeinu Bechaya, an oizdruk from the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Peirus hachoch me'el yoyna, teiru is the offspring, the peiru is the fruit of the choch me'el yoyna. Shekosevbo, that it says in Kehele Zayin, Achochmo Techayiv Aleo, Achochmo Teiro, gives life to the one that possesses it. It says, Kichayim, Heim he'onof nimshoch min ha-shoyrish, the branch is nimshach from the root, v'amayon min ha-makor, and the well draws forth from its source. Hanikra makor mayim chayim, which is called the makor mayim chayim, the source of living water. Like the Yirmiyahu Navi says in Perek Beis, Oisi ozvu makor mayim chayim, they have forsaken me, the shayrish, the source of all living water. Chsev, it says in Perek Yud and Yirmiyahu, who Elokim chayim, he is the living God. We had vakim boy, the ones that are dovak to Ribbono Shel Olam, Nekroim Chaim, they are called Chaim, Kenin Shekosav, it says in Dvarim Dalid. We had tem ad vakim b'ashem, Elokeichem Chaim, Kulchem Ayoim. Zogt Ribbono B'chai Yivayte, V'hoisiv Levor L'moitziyayim, so Shalom HaMelech and Mishlei adds on, L'moitziyayim, the ones that find it, Kloimar, L'mihem Chaim, to who is it life? L'oisim HaMoitzim Oisim, to those that find it. Volirmais Beloshin Zeh, and comes to be Meramis in this Loshin, Shein Akil Moitzin Oisan. This teaches that not everybody finds it. Volamein Moitzin Oisan, Lefishein Mechapsim Nachreim. Now, why don't people find it? Teretz is Octave Rebbe Bechai is because they're not searching for it. They're not looking for it. Vilo Yimechapsim Hein Moitzin. But if they taka, they would have looked for it and searched properly, then they would have found it. Kenyan Chekosov State in Mishlei. Beis im tevakshene chakosev v'chat chamat moinim k'tach b'seno oz tovin yiris Hashem v'goymer. V'doshu chazal l'moitziyeyem, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Nundalid, l'moitziyeyem b'peh, the ones that say it out with their mouth. When they speak Torah, they learn b'koil. Himilvad, because besides sheyischai v'adam sheyeda dvarim b'liboy, besides the fact that a person has a chiv to know all the Torah in his heart, it has to be shogar b'fiv, v'sheyargilim b'lashayin, it has to be part of his lashayin, it has to be margalit. V'al shtein omer shleim olav ha-shalom, and that both of them, Shleim HaMel says, ki noyim, it's beautiful to you, it's sweet, ki sishmerim v'vitnecha, when you'll guard it in your beten, yikainu yachtov al sfasecha. So Gemara says in Erev and Undalit, emesai divrei Torah, when is it noyim? If it's yichaynu yachtav al svasecha b'zman, that a person has it clear on his lips. It's mechudadim b'fiv. He has to be margul shayno izok tehele gabeinu chay. It has to be shogar b'fiv. Like Rashi says, not only that, Rashi says in Ekev on the pasuk alavavcha. Well, it has to be dafka shetasim ikir veloy tofil, that the ikir dibra dafta zayin v'dibarta bom. Dav Zayin the Dibur is the Ikka Dibur should be in Torah. That's the first thing. So besides the Rebbeinu B'chai saying, besides the fact that a person has to know everything B'liboy, it also is another Noisif Lazet, there's another Chiyuv. It has to be Shogar B'fiv and Morgal B'lashaynoi. Like it says, Ki Noyim, it is sweet. Ki Sishmerim B'vitnecha, Yikainu Yachtav Al Sfasecha. Then the Pasuk said, Vaitu L'chol P'sori Marpei, Derech ha-roife, the derech of a doctor is, anoisin l'choyla min echad min asam, he gives him a certain type of medicine. V'amisodim l'choyl oy echad min amashkin, lishtois. Or he gives him a drink. Sheyoyol o'isay eivar shacheli boy, that it's going to help, it'll heal that limb that has that sickness. V'shupoyol b'shviloy v'yazik l'eivar acher, but it could work for him to fix that problem. Let's say he has a problem in his arm, so he gives him medicine for his arm. But then the yazik lever acher, b'chas v'shalom, could harm his foot. The nimza comes out, your refuah ain't a shovel. Comes out, the refuah is not equal. It's not divided properly. V'loy shleima b'chol evri aguf, and it's not complete in all the evarim of his guf. Like the Gemara says over there, that the b'nei shleim is not like a roif v'basa v'dam. The Gemara says in Erev and Dalet that he's nice and sound. And the other one gets sick. The Baruch Shalom says, L'chol b'sori marpe, that he gives it to everybody, this one, and it heals his entire body. It doesn't make another Aver sick. V'alkein Beir, therefore he explains, it says, Ki yesh yisrein god l'atayr shirfur shoveh b'chol abasar. It comes out that there's a great milo the Torah has over other nyanim. What is that? that it's refuah shavo b'chol abasar v'tayel es l'chol eivorim kulam mibli shum nezek le'echad miyem, that it has a tayel to each to every single eivor without damaging another eivor in the process of healing the sick affected limb. The limb d'cha shloimoi b'kosev hazeh shloimoi amel teaches us with this pasuk ki yeshi b'maisa mitzvus tayel es hagufi ha'nefesh. Then in the Maisa Mitzvahs there's an Tayeles, a benefit for the Guf and for the Nefesh, both. Chaim Beir Lanu Moshe Alav Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said in Dvarim Vav, L'toiv Lanu Kol Hayavim, it should be good for us all the days. Hu Ha'olam Haba, that refers to Olam Haba. L'chayeseinu Kayoy Mazeh, Hu Ha'olam Hazeh, what does it mean L'chayeseinu? Like this day, that refers to Olam Hazeh, Kayoy Mazeh. Therefore, some of the Torah's mitzvahs are mekubalois and some of them are muskalois. What does that mean? Mekubalois are keneged tayelas hanefesh. The mekubalois are keneged the tayelas that the nefesh has. Mesukalois, the muskalois are keneged tayelas haguf, are the ones that are keneged the tayelas that the guf has from a mitzvah. Because in the Maisa Mitzvah there's a benefit and there's reward at the end. That's what David HaMelech Chol V'Shalom says on the general rule of mitzvahs in Tehillim Yutes. What does it mean? It's a lashon of a heel. Because the person's heel is the end of his body. So to the reward and the repayment from the Ribbono Shel Olam comes at the end, just like the regel, the end of the person's foot is his heel. Because the reward is at the end of the ma'isa. When a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, so he doesn't get the reward right away; he gets it at the end. And this we find this lashon ekev by mitzvahs that are makubal, the makubalis which are called chukim, bein b'muskalos and nekroy mishpatim, the ones that we could understand. It's not a choik, beloy tam, like paraduma. I mean, there is a tam, but it's not yidu alanu. These are nekroy mishpatim, the mitzvahs muskalos. It says in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Natisi libi lasis chukecha li'olam ekev. V'yod Amar, it also says, Hayreini Hashem derech chukecha v'yetzorena ekev. What does that mean? Kloimar, etzora mida ilufish yesh lo okev. I am going to guard that mitzvah because it has an okev. What does that mean? Vaschor hazeh, what's that schar, that okev, that ekev, who roiv tov hatzofun. That's the hidden. Good, the roiv tov hatzofun, the tzaddikim, yosid lovoi, kinin shekosev, state, until him lamed aleph, morav tuvcho, asher tzofant alireyecho. Zeh loshen ekev rov, that's what it means. V'mitzvahis ha-muskolois, ha-nikrois mishpotim. Those are the mitzvahis ha-muskolois, are called that are mishpotim. And that's v'zeh shekosev that starts our parsha v'hoye ekev tishmu v'neisem mishpotim e'ele u'shmartem v'sisem o'isem v'shomar Hashem l'kech l'cho v'esabris v'esachesed asher nishba l'aviseichu. Zot Rebbeinu Bechaya on this pasuk kol yehudei ha'parsha azois yehudim gufoniim. These are gufniim dekein yunim b'teyelos ha'guf bo'ilam hazeh, with the benefit of the guf in this world. Sheheim ha'chona l'chaya o'ilam habo, which is ha'chona for the next world. There's another tayelos. Ki yehudim gufniyim elu hu aschar akal v'ashofel sheyesh l'odim. These gufniyistic destinations is the schar, the schar hakal that Rebbeinu Bechaya calls it, and the low schar that a person gets. Ki chein ha'okev shval haguf, just like the ankle is the lowest part of a person's body. Aval aschar ha'godul v'ha'otzum shu ziv ha'shchino, but the great immense schar that you're going to get, which is the Ziv HaShchino, Nichla B'milas V'hoya, that's included in the word V'hoya. Shekoyle L'Hashem Yamyuchot, that's Koyle L'Hashem Yamyuchot. Zeo Shasim HaParasha Shalmaylo, that's what the end of the parasha of Oschanan, it says, Hayoyim La Soysom, and we say, V'dmocher L'kabel Schor. V'somichle, it says, V'hoya Ekev, Lirmois, V'mirames, Kibyasi Yosem Hayoyim Hazeh, Yeschorei Ziv HaShchino, because when you do it in this world, Hayoyim Hazeh, that's Hayoyim Hazeh, then your schar will be ziv hashchino. Avol rotzitzah teiru levayr. Terry wanted to explain ala murgosh, on what's felt, ulaharich boy, and to talk at length about it. Velirmoiz ala muskol, ulakatzer boy, kichein amin b'chol ha-toyr, and to be meramiz to the muskol, thing that you could fashtay, and be makatzer and talk at very bekitzer about it, because that's the minig b'chol ha-toyr. Doshu chazal b'loshen ekev, what does that mean? Shu azor ala adam ala mitzvah, shu adam dosh ba'kevav, that's azor to the mitzvahs. That a person is dosh, he tramples with his akev, with his ankle. Shall a yokel bem, a person should not be makel in them. Lefishiyesh bnei Adam, there are some people, shein choshen b'ktas mitzvahs, shein kalos b'neihem v'doshen oisim ba'okev, they're not choshen about certain mitzvahs. They say, the kal b'neihem, what's the shavius of this mitzvah, what's it worth? And they trample on it with their ankles. They step on it. The Averis of my okev, of my heel, surround me. What does that mean? So these people that are not choshish for certain mitzvahs, and the kal beineim, and they trample upon them, as Chazal say, the yoinish, the punishment of a person that's mezalzel in mitzvahs and steps upon them, in olam hazeh, that avoin will surround him, liyoyim adin, like it says, avoin akev yisubeini. In the next world, they look with great chumrah upon this. It's not taken so lightly if a person is mezalzel in mitzvahs and he steps on them. Liyoyid yichlal avoin akev yisubeini, what does that come to be? Koilu shabola hazer alaysan a mitzvahs, that comes to be mazal those mitzvahs shu chayev lefsoye behen. That a person is chuyev to use his feet to walk with them. Vein psiyas shel mitzvah, which is a remez to the psiyah of a mitzvah. Kigoyin, leleches al beis haknesses, to go to shul, le beis hamedrash, levaker es hachayim, to visit sick people, lelavis es hameisim, lenachim aveilim, kol elu mitzvahs shel psiyas v'schar and godel. All these mitzvahs, you have to use your feet, and it's great schar for them. Far omr chazal, shafilu b'shabbos, Mutiloy Lorutz Lebes Akneses, Shenemat says in Isaiah Yud Aleph, Achre Hashem Yelchu, Ke'arye Yishog. After Hashem they go, like a lion they roar. So from there, we learn out, Chazal say that if you on Shabbos, it's mutter to run for Dvar Mitzvah to Beis Knesses. V'mein Mekayim Mitzvahs Shal Psiyos. And let's say it is not Mekayim, those mitzvahs are going to Shul, going to Menachem Avelim, going to the Beis Medrash, going to be Mevakeh Cholim, to be Melav Meisim, Oysan Ovoin, that Oysay Ovoin, that Avera, Yusubeyu L'Yom Adin, will surround them in the day of Yom Adin, the day of judgment. Zeu Avoin Akeva Yusubeyni, Zot Ha'ilagar Ben B'chaya, that's the Avera of Avoin Akeva Yusubeyni. V'chein Im Paisel Advar Avera, well, so too, if you're walking for Advar Avera, Oysay Ovoin Yusubeyu L'Yom Adin, Kemoy Kein, that Avera will surround him and encompass him on the day of Yom Adin. Shekein matzina bevitei shel Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. We find by the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin, shenigzer alei aleishev bekuba shel zoynois, that she was, there was a gzeir against her, that she had to sit in a kuba of zoynois. But ovoin, what was her aveira? Shediktet ka bifsi oisel, if negdoili roimi, that she was medaktek in her steps while she was walking in front of the great men of Rome. These goyim, v'tzdika aleha sadin, she was matzdik on herself a din, v'yomer, she said, n'yemiyol, amit beiz, g'doy lo eitzo, v'ravu alilo, liliyo, ashrei necha v'kuchayz, ha'kol darche b'nei adam. Klaima, what does that teach you? Afilo b'diktuk psiyoz, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam watches over, and he watches every step of a person, every single step, and not only that, every diktuk of psiyoz. If you take an extra step, shaloi l'shem mitzvah, l'shem adveru, to impress the Romans, there was a tfi against her. Halamadita, this teaches us, she'adam noitel schar al psiyosef k'fi haderech shu oylech, but a person takes schar for his psiyos, l'fi the derech, that he goes. Zeu, that's what it says, v'ye'ekev tishmon, and it'll be because of your listening to these mishpatim, that's what the Torah is saying. Then he brings down a medrash Rabbeinu Bechayev, a medrash that says, V'hoye Ekev Tishmul, and ain't scharen shal tzadikim el basoiv, the schar from tzadikim at the end. Avol scharen shal ritzroyim umiyad, b'oilam hazeh, the schar v'roshu, he gets it immediately in oilam hazeh. Shenem v'al shteit in dvarim zayim. Umishalim l'soinov elponov. He pays to his enemies, the ones that hate him. Elponov, to their face. Schar lefonov. That's right in front of them, they get the schar. That's why you see a lot of times, tzadik v'ralei v'rosh v'toivlo, you see it's so gishmak for the Rosh in this world. Because it's mishalim l'soinov elponov. Schar lefonov, the Medrash says. He gets his schar in his face. Al tzadikim schar la'achrov. But tzadikim, they get the schar at the end. Shenemar shteitin tilim tzadik dalid v'acharov kol yishrei leiv. Hevi oimer shteitin medrash v'hoyo eikev tishmon. That's what it means. It will be, and it will be because of your listening to these mishpatim. Hoyo eikev tishmon es mishpatim zok the medrash was meintos. That tzadikim schar la'acharov shteit v'acharov kol yishrei leiv. Afterwards, all the yishrei leiv, all the tzadikim, the ones that are yishar and beliboisam, they have straightness of heart. So then, what does that mean? Those are the tzaddikim that the schar they get la'achrov, whereas the rishayim get mishal l'soin v'ponov. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we begin pasuk aleph. V'hoya eikev tishmu ineisa mishpatim ha'ele, and it will be because of your listening to these mishpatim, ushmartem, and you are observing them, v'asisem oisam, and then doing them. V'shomar Hashem elikech l'cho es habris v'esachesed. Then Hashem elikech will safeguard for you the bris, the covenant, besachesed, the kindness, asher nishba, laveisecha, that he swore to your forefathers. So, Rashi, v'hoya eikev tishmon, and it will be because of your listening, ima mitzvah sakalis, if the relatively light mitzvahs, sha'odam doshpa kevdov, that a person tramples with his heels, means he doesn't take it seriously enough. Tishmon, you shall listen to. Mishomar Hashem lekech lechoes, a bris v'goymer, then Hashem lekech will safeguard for you the bris, gishma lecho after v'chosei. He will keep his promise to you. What is that? Pasuk Yud Gimel v'ahevecha. He will love you. Uveirachecha, and he will bench you. V'hirbecha, and he will multiply you. Uveirach, free bitnecha, and he will bench the fruit of your womb. Upriad masecha, and the fruit of your land. Degoncha, your grain. V'siroishcha, your wine. V'yitzarecha, and your oil. Shegar alafecha, the offspring of your cattle, the ashtereis tzanecha, and the herds of your flock, al adama, asher nishba laveisecha, loseis loch, on the land that he swore to your avos to give to you. Zok Rashi, shegar alafecha, this means vlodei bekorcha, the offspring of your cattle, shanakeve meshageres mimeyeh, which the female sends forth from its insides. The ashrays tzenecha and the herds of your flock. Menachem Pirish. Menachem explained, "Abirei Vashon, the strong ones of Bashan." What does that mean? Mifchar atzayin, the choicest of the flock. Kimay ashrays karnayim, like the word ashrays, lashon choizik. It connotes a lashon of strength. V'onklis tirgam. Onklis says, "V'ashrays tzenecha, the edrei onoch, and the herds of your flock." Rabbi Seinu Amr Chazal say, "Lo menikra shmam ashrays." Why are the herds called by the name of ashrays? Shema Ashrei says Baaleim, because they enrich their owners. Mar says in Chulin of Peidal Ramid Beis. So we see the word Ashtarois is related to the word Oisher, richness, wealth. As I stated in Mar Shon Chulin over there of Peidal Ramid Beis, because Baetzim the Torah could use the word Adorim, which is a more familiar term. Why doesn't the Torah use it? Teretz is to teach us. This limud, that ashtarois, why are they called ashtarois? Because the ma'ashri says baleim. Pasuk yudalid. Baruch tihiyem mikol ho'amim. You will be the most benched, the blessed of all the people. Lo yiyevecha okar. There will be no okar, meaning someone that's infertile. Ve'akara, or a female that's infertile. Uve'emtecha, among you or among your animals. So Grashi Okar, this means Shaina Melid. That means that he cannot father children. It's not Shaykh him have kids. We find this word Akara, which usually is a Lashon Akeva, where he refers to a sterile woman that she cannot have any children. In Bereshis Yudalif, we find it Pasuk Lamed, in Shmois Chav Gimel Pasuk Chavav. But this is the only place in the Torah where we find the word Akar. So Rashi is telling you that this is the counterpart, the Lashon Zohar of Akora. Vayte, Pasuk Tezva v'heisir Hashem imcha. Hashem will remove from you kol choili, every illness, v'chol madvei mitzrayim, Haroyim asher yodato lo yisimum boch, and all the bad sicknesses, maladies of Mitzrayim that you knew, he will not put them upon you. Rather, in the son of b'chol seinecha, he's going to put them, Ribbono shel Olam, but he'll put them among all your enemies. Pasuk tezayin v'yachalta es kol ha'amim asher Hashem elokecha noisin loch. You will devour all the peoples that Hashem Elokecha delivers to you. Your eye should not have any pity on them. You shall not worship their gods, because it is a snare for you. It's a stumbling block. It's a trap. Their gods are a trap for you. Nowadays we don't have the type of Avodah Zarah, because Chazal Gemara says in Sanhedrin Davin that the Yitzra of Avodah Zarah should be in his battle. So we don't have that, but we have no musig of the Meshicha towards Avodah Zarah in the olden days. Pasuk Yudzayin, Ki Soimar Bilvavcha. Perhaps he will say in your heart, Rabbi Magoyim Eilom Imeni, these nations are more numerous than I. Eicha Uchal Le'erisham. How will I be able to drive them out? There's so much more, they outnumber us. How am I going to be able to drive them out? Pasuk Yudches. Loisira Mehem. Do not fear them. Zocher tizkoir eis asher osa Hashem Elokecha lefaroi ulechol Mitzrayim. You shall remember what Hashem Elokecha did to Paroi and all of Mitzrayim. So Rashi, ki seimra bilvavcha, perhaps you'll say in your heart, al korchach l'shoin dilmahu. You're forced to say over here the word ki means a lashon of perhaps. Shema teimra bilvavcha, perhaps you'll say in your heart, b'fnei shem rabbim, because they're so numerous, lo yuchal le'irishim, I'll not be able to drive them out. Al teimar kein, do not say this. Le'sirimim, do not fear them. It's not possible to explain ki, the word da'achat mishar l'shoinus shel ki, with one of the other meanings of the word ki, she'yipol alav shuv le'sir me'em, and have the pasuk that it says, do not fear them, fit in afterwards. It's not shaykh to do that. Pasuk, yutes, ha'maso yishagadoy lo yishashirou einecho, the great tests that your eyes saw, via oisois, and the signs, via moivsim, and the wonders, via yoda chazoko, and the strong hand, via zroya natuya, and the outstretched arm, asher etziyacho Hashem lekecho, with which Hashem elekecho took you out, kein yasa Hashem lekecho lecholo amim, asher ato yore mipneim. So Hashem elekecho will do to all the peoples that whom you fear. Hashem's going to do the same thing to the ones that you're afraid of. Zok Rashi, Amasais, Nisyonos. This refers to Nisyonos, the tests. V'yoisais and the signs, Kegoin, V'yihila Nochosh, like the Nasoyan, the sign that it says that it became a snake. Or the word, the other sign, V'hayula Dombi Aboshas, it will become blood when it's on dry land. V'yamoifsim, the wonders, Amakois Amaflois, the wondrous plagues that he brought upon the Egyptians. The Yoda Chazaka, the strong hand, Zohadever, that refers to the pestilence, the Dever, that came upon the Mitzrayim. That it says, V'hina Yad Hashem, Hoya B'miknecha. V'yazroya Anatuya, the outstretched arm, Zohacherev, that's the sword. Shall Makas Bechoyres, of the Maka of Bechoyres, of killing all the firstborns of the Mitzrayim. V'yate Pasikhof. V'gam es atzira, also the tzira, yishalach Hashem elikecha bom, Hashem elikecha will send among them. Ad avoida nisharim v'anishtar mipanecha, until the survivors and the hidden ones perish before you. So Drashi atzira, the tzira, min sheretz ha'if. This is a certain type of flying insect. Rashi in Bechoyres, Tav Zayin Amabez, describes the tzira as a type of a locust, one of the types of the locusts, these grasshoppers. Shahista say Rekas ben Mora, this would shoot Mora bile at them, sarass them, and then would make them impotent, that they wouldn't be able to have children. Umisama esainayim, and blind their eyes. The Gemara says in Soita Daflamid Vava Mid Aleph. B'chol Mokim Shayin Storm Sham, wherever they would hide. So they bunch them heads ahead. Harabish Luchum the Mokim. He took this little tzira, this little grasshopper, or this flying insect, whatever it is, and he took care of the Mitzrayim. Took care of all the ones that were plaguing Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lo Saroitz Mipneim, you shall not break down before them. Ki Hashem Elokecha Bekirbecha, for Hashem Elokecha is in your midst. Keil Gadol V'Noira, a great and awesome Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, we say in Davening, Keil HaKeil HaGadol HaGibor V'Noira, the Gemara says in Brachas, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said it, and Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have told him to say it, and write it into Torah Shebichsav, we wouldn't be able to say it. Because who are we, low creatures, human beings, to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, start giving, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam Shevach. It says, Mi Yimal El Gvuras Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tilosa, Mi Sheyachal Yashmiya Kol Tilosa, is Mutter. To be Yimal the Gvur of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Someone that could say all the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but who are we? We can never say it. So the only the things that Moshe Rabbeinu said with Haskam from the Ribbono Shel Olam to print it in the Torah, Lenetzach, that's what we could say. That's why the Gemara says, Keil Gadol, HaKeil HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoyer, it's Gepoit in this Pasuk. Pasuk HaBeiz, V'Noshal HaShem Alikecha, Es HaGoyim O'el Miponecha Me'at Ma'ot, HaShem Alikecha, will thrust these nations from before you little by little. Lo'isuch Al Kaloyso Maher, you will not be able to annihilate them quickly. Pentir Ba'olecha Chayis HaSod, the less, the Chayis of the field, increase against you. So Dr. Rashi, Pentir Ba'olecha Chayis HaSod, lest the beasts, the chayas of the field, increase against you. But isn't it true that if they do the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they don't have to have fear from these chayas? The will of the chayas, Shneimer it says, and the chayas of the field will be at peace with you, state the pasuk in E of Perek Hey, pasuk of Gimel. But it was revealed before the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they were destined to sin in the future. So therefore you have to have much greater schusim to be protected from these vilde chayos than these human enemies. So the pasuk speaks at a time of when they were conquering the land of Eretz Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael were not Rishayim, but they weren't Tzadikim. So they were worthy of getting rid of all the enemies, but they were not worthy of Nisim, And this Nisim L'mayla Men Ateva, to protect them against from Chayis HaSod, because that takes an extra supernatural protection that Ribbono Shel Olam has to provide. But so they were ready to go in and get rid of the vanquish all the enemies. But to get that supernatural protection, the Maskil of David says that they weren't ready of, because to have that special shmirah from Chayis Rois, it's already in L'mayla Men Derech Ateva. Dos nisht. But to get rid of the vanquished enemies, dos yo. To get rid of them, be protected from the Chai Yisroel, is does nicht. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vit Unisana Hashem Alikecha Lefanecha. Hashem Alikecha will deliver them before you. V'hama Mahuma Gadoila. And he will confound them with great confusion. Ad Hishamdam, until their destruction. So, Drashiv Yahama, Nakut Kamutz Kulei. This has a Gansan Kamus. It says, V'hama. Because the final mem is not part of the Shoyrish. And it's equivalent to the word Vaham Isam, he will confound them. But the pasuk that it says in Yeshaya, Chavches, the wheel of his wagon, it says, will come apart. Vahamam, Gilgal, Eglosai, Kula Yisoid, all of it is in its Shoyrish. That's why it says Vahamam. The letter Hey has a comma, it's Mahaman, Vechetze Pasach, and the other half of it, the Mem, has a Pasach. Keshar Poyal Shal Shalish Oishis, like other verbs that consist of three letters. Pasach of Dalid, Venosan Malchayim Biodecha, he will deliver their kings into your hand. Vavadato es Shmom Mitachas Hashemayim, and you will cause their name to perish from under the Shemayim, under the heavens. No man will stand up against you until you have destroyed them. The carved images of their gods you shall burn in the fire. You shall not desire and take for yourself the silver and gold that's on them. Pen tivokesh boy, lest you become ensnared by it. Because it is an abomination of Hashem Elokecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam is disgusted by their kesef and zav. Nemnish their kesef and zav. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Liya kesef, liya zav. Ichav my eigen azul, bichav my eigen gold to give him to Yidden. Net davsnish nemen fin zem, fin zay." Why? That's Tayev. I gave it to them because I give it to them El Ponov. And they get in their face right over here. That are Leah Kesav Leazov. I have my egg and a golden zilbel to give them to Yidden. Pazach Avov. Vloisovi Sayev El Beisecho. And you shall not bring a Tayev into your home. Vahayisa Cheirim Kamoyu. And become a Cheirim like it. Shall become banned like it. Shakeitz tishakzenu, you shall loathe it. Visayiv tisavenu, and you shall abominate it. Ki cheirim hu, because it is a cheirim, it is banned. That with that we complete Perek Zayim. We start Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Kol haMitzvah asher noichi mitzavecho ayoyim, all the mitzvahs that I command you today. Tishmerun lasis, you shall observe to do. Leman tichyun urevisem, so that you may live and increase. Uvosem v'yirishtem esa'oretz. Asher nishba Hashem laviseichem. And come and take possession of the land that Hashem swore to your avos. So Rashi, kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, kipshuta, you have to understand according to Pashup Shat. Medrash Agad, the Medrash says, in ischalta b'mitzvah, if you have begun to fulfill a mitzvah, gemoyro yisa, complete it. Shein enikres el al shem ha-goyimra, because it's only called. The mitzvah is only attributed to the one that completes it. Shenemer, it says, "V'sa'atzmos Yosef and the bones of Yosef, asher helu v'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, that the b'nei Yisrael brought up from Mitzrayim, kavru b'shchem, they buried in Shchem. V'aloi Moshe levadai nesasek b'em la'loisim, but it was Moshe alone who busied himself with bringing up the bones of Yosef from Mitzrayim. Elo l'fishaloi hispik l'gomra, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not manage to complete this mitzvah. V'gamru Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael completed it. Nikras al Shmam, it's called by their name, it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. That's why it says, Ves Atzmais Yosef Asher Helu Vene Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. And that bones of Yosef, which the Bnei Yisrael brought up from Mitzrayim, because they completed the mitzvah, says the Medrash Tanchuma. If the Gemara mitzvah, it's only called Al Shem the Goimer, the one that finishes it. Pasuk Beis, Vizachar Toes Kol Aderech Asher Elichecho Hashem Alekecho Ze'ar Boim Shona Bamidbor. You shall remember the entire road on which Hashem Elikecha led you these 40 years in the Midbar. Leman anoyischa, so as to afflict you. Linasoyischa, to test you. Ladas, to know. Es asher bilvavcha, what's in your heart. Hasishmar mitzvoisav, whether you will observe his mitzvois imloy or not. So Rashi, hasishmar mitzvoisav, well, you will observe his mitzvois. Shaloytin aseyu, that you will not test him, and you shall not question. And after Ribbono Shel Olam, after the drachma of the Ribbono Shel Olam, pasuk gimel, vayancha, he afflicted you, vayirivecha, and he let you hunger, vayachilcha es amon asher lo yodato, and he fed you the mon that you did not know, v'lo yodun avisecha, nor did your fathers know, your avos know, leman oidiyacha, in order to make you know, ki lo yal alechem levadoi Yichya Odom, that not by bread alone does a man live. Ki al kol moitza fi Hashem Yichya Odom. Rather, by everything that emanates from the mouth of the Ribbono Shel Olam does a man live. Pasuk Dalet Simloscha loyvolsa me'alecha. Your garment did not wear out upon you. Viraglacha loyvatzeika, and your foot did not swell. Zera boim shana, these 40 years. So Drashi, Simlascha Levolsa, your garment did not wear out. Anania Kovoid, the Anania Kovoid, how you shofin, bichsusam, they would rub their clothes, magatsim, oizim, and press them, to make them look, kimin kalim, muguatsim, like freshly pressed garments. As I stated in Rashi, in Ksubas, daf Yuramid Beis, Dibra Maschel Gihutz, that's kalim, muguatsim, like freshly pressed garments. The Aftanayim, and their young children too, as they would grow, so their clothing would grow with them, like the clothing or the shell of a snail, which grows with him. So too over here, the pasuk says, your garment did not wear it upon you. It's an extra word. Why do you have to say me'alecha? Teretz is, we learn out from here, no, that the Anania Kovid would iron them out and make them have freshly pressed garments, and the young children's clothes would grow with them, just like the levush of this chaimit, of this snail. Rashi in Chagigo, Daf Yud Alef Amid Alef, Tiba Masel Choymet, as well as in Vayikra Yud Alef in Parsha Shmini, Pasuk Lamed, translates the Choymet as a snail. On Koponim, his shell grows with him, so too their clothes grew with them. Pasuk Hey. There's a Rashi before that, Loi Vatseika, this means Loi Nofcha Kevatseik, they did not swell like dough. Kedere Chilche Yochef, in the manner of those that go barefoot, Sheragleim Nefucha, is that their feet are swollen. So the feet of the Klal Yisrael were not swollen in the manner that people that go barefoot. Why? Because they didn't go barefoot, because it says, I led you for 40 years in the Midbar. It says, your shoe did not wear out from your foot. It says later in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Dalet. So it means over here that their feet were not swollen. Pasuk Hey, V'yadato im levavecha, you should know in your heart, Kikasher yiyaser ish es benoi, that just as a father will give musar, he will chastise his son. Hashem elikecha miyasreka, so Hashem elikecha chastises you, gives you musar. Pasuk Vo Vishamarta es mitzvah Hashem elikecha, you shall observe the mitzvahs of the Ribbono shel Olam elikecha. Lalech es bidrachov, to go in his ways, uli yira oisai, and to fear him. Pasuk Zayin Ki Hashem elikecha miviyacha eretz toiva, for Hashem elikecha is bringing you to a good land, eretz nachalei moyim, a land with streams of water. Ayonais usahaimois yoitzim babika uvahor. It's a land of springs and underground water coming forth in valley and in the mountain. It's a beautiful land. Plenty of water. Pazakhes, Eretz, Chita, it's a land of wheat. Usaira and of barley. Vegefen and grapes. Usaina and figs. Verimoin and pomegranates. Eretz Zeis Shemen, a land of oil olives. Udvash and honey. It's a beautiful land. You got everything you need over here. Zatrashi Zeis Shemen. Oil, olives. This means Zeisim. Oisim Shemen. This means olives which produce oil. Pasuk Tes. Eretz Asher Loi Bimiskeinus Toichal Bolechem. It is a land that you will eat bread without poverty. Loi Sechzer Koil Bo. You will lack nothing there. Whatever you need, you'll have. It's a land where you'll eat bread without poverty. You will lack nothing there. You're going to have everything. Altsvetz Tahobim. Eretz Asher Avoneo Barzil. It's a land whose stones are iron. Umeharareo. And from whose mountains, Tachzov Nechoshes, you will mine copper. Pasuk Yudun, that brings us up to Sheni. V'yochalta v'savota, you will eat and you will be satisfied. Uveirachtas Hashem Aleikecho. And you will bench the Ribbono shel Olam Aleikecha ala oretz atoiva, on the good land, for the good land, asher nosan loch, that he gave you. So after it's v'yachalta v'savata, then a memeilat v'yachtas Hashem Aleikecha. This is the mitzvah of benching, which is the mitzvah of Sidei Raisa, to bench the Ribbono shel Olam. V'yachtas Hashem Aleikecha asher nosan loch, you'll bench the Ribbono shel Olam for the land that he has given you. That Rabbi Yisrael brings us up to Sheni. I just wanted to mention the Rabbeinu B'chaya on Pasuk, the Pasuk Boruch Tia Mikol Amim. In Pasuk Yudalid, the Rabbeinu B'chaya says, Yoyser mikol ha'am, you're going to be benched more than all the peoples. Kenyan Chakosov, it says, in Dvarim Chavches, in the son of Hashem Leikecha, Elyoin al kol gaya eretz. The Rabbeinu is going to make you Elyoin, the one above all the nations of the land. Ki kashem sham avorich, shehizkir boy. It says, uveirachecha, hu gadol mikol ha'alikim, just like the Mevorich, the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's mentioned over here, is greater than any god. Kein atam is barach mimenu, so too your going to be great. Your bracha that comes forth from the Ribbono shel Olam is mizbarach from any Elohim. And so too you are going to be benched, more benched than any goyim. Kein atam is barach mimenu tia baruch mikol ha'am. You're going to be benched mikol ha'amim. O yoimer nochab shat mikol ha'amim mipi kol ha'amim. Shekulam yivarchucha v'yoidu amaloscha. Everybody, all the nations are going to bench you and be moide on your mile. They're going to say, look how great. And Kekel Yeshua, and there's no great God like the Ribbono shel Olam. And look at the people, look at Klal Yisrael. Boruch tiye mikol ha'amim. Then in Pasuk Tes Vav, it said, V'heisir Hashem imcha kol choyli. Hashem will remove all sicknesses from you. Shubim and Hage Shaloilam, which is the Teva, the Minig of the Welt. The Chalmadve Mitzrayim, and all these flus, and all these, the Minhage Shaloilam, that people get sick, and all the maladies of Egypt. Shayachutzmi Minhage Shaloilam, that was already Lamailu Derech Teva. Derech Teva, the sicknesses, the illnesses that go around. The Baruch Hashem is going to take those away from you, plus the ones that are not Derech Teva. It's not Kim Minhage Shaloilam. It could happen in Mitzrayim. That's a chayli, a sickness that comes from outside of the body. Mitzad ishtanus ha'avir v'kilkulay. Mitzad, the change of weather and the temperature. V'chol madvei mitzrayim hu abo mi b'fnim mitoich ha'guf. Madvei mitzrayim refers to the ones that come from within the person's body. Zeh lo yisim b'och. Whether the ones from b'chutz, whether the ones from b'fnim, the Baruch Hashem is not going to put upon you. You're going to be ganz and healthy. Mi b'fnim and mi b'chutz. Then in Pasuk Tezayin it said, V'achaltes kol ha'amim, you will consume all the nations, T'chal ha'isam, you will consume them, V'teichlam kalechem, you'll eat them like bread. Kol shayin it says, Ki lachmeinu heim, in Bamidbar Yudalim. In Pasuk Shlach. Asher Hashem lekech ha'naisen loch, Dorshu chazal, Bizman shemesurim biyadecha, means the time that they're given over to you. Mikan lamadnu, Shegezel ha'goy, Oser bizman hazeh. From here we learn out that stealing from a goy is oser nowadays. V'amur chachamim, that's more chomer, the Chazal say, than gezel of a yid. If nechil Hashem, because it's chil Hashem. For biarti zeh bepasuk v'chishavim koneu. The Bein Bechai says, I already explained that in Parshas Bahar by Vayikra Chavhei v'chishavim koneu. Gezel Yisrael, the gezel akum is more chomer than gezel Yisrael because of chil Hashem. The chumra of chil Hashem we see. Pasuk Chav Gamas Atzira da. Ki anisim shnei chalokim. You should know, Zakhar ben Machai, the nisim have two chalokim in them. Nisim nistarim, and nisim before some. That's nisim nistarim, and nisim before some. Like the Ramban says in Parshas Boy. The hizgiram were for some by Pasuk Shalmaila. Mentioned the nisim that are before some in the Pasuk before. Hu sha'amr, that's what it says. Amasoisa gadoiloisa shero einecha via oisais via moivsim. Viata yaskir makas atzira. Now it's going to mention the mak of this locust. Shumin anisim anistarim. This is an ace nister. Shanir le'ene reyayim. She boba derech ateva. Because it appears that this tzira is coming in a natural way. It looks like it's a swarm of locusts. Ke'inyan agasham, just like it rains. So now there was a whole rainstorm of grasshoppers. So it's an ace nister. Fisha'im b'shneim shinui tivi shaloilom. Avel heim inyan tivi. It's a natural phenomenon. That there's this influx of locusts. V'zeh loshen v'gam. That's what it says. V'loshen gloimar v'gam b'derech ateva yoshiach Hashem yizborach keneged eivecha. Even derech ateva, the Baruch is going to help you keneged your enemies. L'kach le'taretz mipneim. Therefore, do not fear them. Don't be broken from before them. Gloimar she'ein lira me'umos elam Hashem asheichem b'kirbecha. Don't fear the nations only from the Baruch Shleilam who dwells in your midst. You have to have a soyer over here. What does it mean? Loshon Hashem. Says two praises of Hashem. Which is great and awesome. That's connected to chalakim of the nisim. Zakhar ben Machaya. Yoimar ki hu yisal balakoyach v'yicholus. That it's saying that the Baruch Hashem is the balakoyach and the balakoyicholus. Godel banisim anistorim. He's great in the hidden nisim, v'noira, and he's awesome, but nisim am for some, and before some beka nisim. Keni sha'amar b'nei sayam, it says in Parashas B'shalach, Shmois tesvav, noira sihilois, o yisefele. Lakach hizkir, b'samach, it says, as ha'gadoilois, v'sas ha'neirois ha'ele. Ha'gadoilois is ala nisim anistorim. Ha'neirois is ala nisim am for some. V'tzira u'min zvuv. He says it's a type of a fly. Umeitel eris, it's a poisonous fly. Not like Rashi says, like we quoted from in Bechoyrus Tav Zayin, that it's a type of a locust. Ramur Chazal, shtei tzirayos. Some say, Chazal say that there were two types of tzirayos. Achaz bimei Moshe, one was in the days of Moshe. V'achaz bimei Yeshua, one in the days of Yeshua. V'hoysa mako bifneim. They used to smite their enemies in front of them. Umesame einem and blind them. V'loyo yucholim lilochem. They couldn't fight. Avoyim Yisrael v'hargimos, and the Klai Yisrael will come easily and just kill them. So now they didn't have any atomic bombs, they didn't have any nuclear weapons. They had, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'll send a little grasshopper, a little poisonous fly, just to blind him. That was the olden days, tear gas, blinding gas. In another place, Chazal Darshan, not only that, the tzira, besides blinding them milamailo, it also is misaras them milamata. Hu shamar Navi, that's what Navi says in Amos Perek Beis, I destroyed, eradicated the Amori from before them. Va'ashmit piria mimal, v'sharosh of mitochas, and I destroyed this Paris mimal from above, from up on high, and his roots from mitochas from below. V'chein tirgam unkel is tzira arisa, Targum says. Arisa, v'dorosh chazal. Lama nikra shmo. Arisa, shaymedes likra sadam. Why is it called an arisa? Because it stands geneged a person. Targum, it says in the Vorm Chafei, asher korcho, in Parshas over there it says, ki aroch. Di aroch. Al kaponim tziri targum is the lotion of arisa, so besides blinding them, it also sterilized them. Pasuk Chafei, psile eliheim, tisir from be'esh, lisach mit kesev azov aleim, v'lakach taloch. Zakter ben Machaya, Amr Chazal, Mesechas Avayt Zor, Dafnum Beis, Amun Beis, Psalei le'eloiha, lo'i sachmoid, Psalei me'eloiha, ve'lokach talochach. Ve'inim, what does that mean? Ki b'l'shoim psilim yesh b'shnei mashmoyos. The word psilim has two connotations. Ve'echad loshen pesel, one's a loshen of a pesel, ve'avayt zoro, mamish, ve'echad loshen bitl me'loshen pesel, and there's a loshen, one is besides being a loshen of avayt zoro, one is eradicating it, b'mevatel it, loshen of pislus. That's a Rashi explained also. It has two mashmoyos. One's the iser, one is the heter. That's leisachmoy. It says, you should take for yourself. So if I desire that a goy was mevatel, then it's mutter. So there's two I find. One that's also when he was not mevatel it, that's leisachmoy. Then the one that's mutter, which is when the goy was mevatel it, that's v'lakach taloch. Zokter Rebbeinu B'chai, Vayitav Leisovi Soyevel B'Seichom, Mikan Lomdu Chazal, from here Chazal learned, B'derech Asmachta, Sha'osru Lahasker Beisai L'Goy L'Veis Dira. You're not allowed to be masker your house to Goy for a Beis Dira, Mifnei Sha'goy Machnes L'Soyich Avay Dezoro, because the Goy is going to bring inside of it Avay Dezoro. V'Yisrael Zeh Masker Oivre, and who's going to be Oivre? The Yid, the Balabayis. Sharei Schirr is saying a coin a karka la soicher, because the schirr is when he rents it, the karka is not nikna to the soicher. The karka lav shalav the gilulimu. Elo shal Yisrael, if I care, the karka belongs to the yid, not to the goy. The fika goyver love, therefore he's over. Avon matzinuk tasmin, I go, oinim zachoin levrocha, shakosfu, shain ze elo beretz Yisrael. Some of the goyim say that's tafkin eretz Yisrael, fisha shom ikra avay de zoro, because that was the ikra avay de zoro. The chenir be Yushalmi, it says an avay de zoro. Perik Aleph, v'chein das Rabbeinu Chananan z'chein levrach, azoy halte rach, v'chein anu noigim b'ze heter achshov, z'ot Rabbeinu Chai, we're noig also this heter, av the Ramban zal kosov, however the Ramban writes, bal nefesh, tzoruch lifresh, melahaskir, afilu b'eretz Yishma'elim. Bal nefesh, like the Helig Ramban, even in Eretz Yishma'elim, in the Arab lands, the Muslim countries, he should be pirish from renting out his house to a Yishma'eli. But the Rav of the Geonim hold not like that, it's dafka din in Eretz Yisrael, v'chutz l'eretz it's mutter. Yesod is the machlokes over here between the Ramban and the other Rishonim. Shaketz tishaktenu vayte limdacha kosov. This teaches us. Shachayev adam l'shaketz avayde zor. A person has to be mishaketz and be disgusted by avayde zor. Laskiroi b'loshen ganai, to mention and call it in a detrimental loshen, in a derogatory fashion. Imhayu shema beis galia, if whose name was from beis galia, shuloshen goiva, which is loshen of height. Then you call it Beis Karya, which is a lesson of lowliness, a lesson of a valley, the depths. Chazal say, all Litzanus is Aser, Chutz me Litzanusa d'Avayda Zoro, the Shari, besides Litzanus of Avayda Zoro, which is Mutter. Shemva Shteit Nishayo Memvov, Kora Beil Kairis Nevoi. Uksiv it says, Korsu Koru, Yachtav LaYochlu Mali Maso. Vechein Shem HaSefer Shalem, Sheboy Nishboyin. Their sefer, their book that they swear with, Hayushmai Baloshin Parsi Angli. It was called Angli. Shuhuloshin Gal Vagoiva. It's a loshin of height and like a summit. Koyrin Oise Avoin Galyoin. They call it Avoin Galyoin. Hu Oin Galyoin. Sheperushe Ovin Megula. That's called a revealed sin. Oy Ovin Megula. With an olive. Al Kaponim, it's interesting. In Loshin Parsi, their book that they used to call in Persian was called Angli, which is Lashon Gal V'Goyva. That could be why English is called Anglit, or English, what's the pshat, could be derived from that they think it's it's a lashon of a high mountain and it's a lashon of chashivus and fakeret. It's called avoin galio, you know, oyin galio. You're supposed to put it down. But that's all the American shashita that they hold up in God we trust. They say doesn't mean the American dollar bill. The pshat is that it's against them with the guy from America. But even the language, it's called English. Kenzain, it's derived from that. Vayte v'chein b'shem arkulis hayishmoy kilus. It's a lashon of praising. Who lashon shevach v'kav is lashon of honor and praise. Hechlifu b'shem arkulis. They called it arkulis. Umar lashon temur v'chalifin. V'chein lashon rezal b'mar d'shchuta b'chalifei shchuta. V'chein aflifu kilus b'kulis. Shu lashon lag v'kolein lashon tehillamayin tes. Lag vakeles, kein perish abenu tamzal. And we're going to just finish the last piece over here. It says, v'chein amru oid lefnim in akal koilin osir. Perish rashi zal kloyim sha'isim l'avaydazoro. Makrivim lefanel lefnim. These are kloyim that they make for avaydazoro. V'oisin oisin letzniyask v'kovod. They make these poles for kovod. V'anu goisim lefnim in akal koilin. Or akal koilin. Osir, what does it mean? Well, that's our girsa. Kedei laskir b'shem koilin ukloyim. We change the word. That they use kolayim, we use it for kalkolayim, which is lashon of kilkol and kolayim, but kolayim omer, v'yesha gersin markilos, kolayim retimuras kilos, v'hu lag, it's a lashon of gnai, v'him kain, yichle lakosiv shakitz tishakzenu, b'maizis chiris shmam, so it's included in shakitz tishakzenu, akolponim, kolayim tzinus is awesome, besides latzunus of avaydazor, which is mutter, and also you have to be mazikir, the lashon of avaydazor, the aloch is b'loshon gnai. And with that, Rabbi Yisai, we finish. Rabbein Tolsheini, and we're up to Rabbein Bechaya, up to Kapitel Ches.